Know the top stories of the day. Understand the issues that matter. This is Manila Bulletin News on Web. Your quick rundown of top news in the country and around the world. Manila Bulletin, celebrating 120 years of timely stories and timeless truths. Be fully informed.
Hi, I'm Barbie Atienza. This is MB Now, and here are your news on web.
President Rodrigo Duterte has approved a recommendation to revert the National Capital Region to the general community quarantine with heightened restrictions until the end of the month. Malacañang spokesperson Harry Roque made the announcement today, July 23, as the Department of Health confirmed on Thursday night the local transmission of the highly contagious Delta variant of the COVID-19 that was first detected in India. Roque said Ilocos Norte and Ilocos Sur are also placed under GCQ with heightened restrictions, which were previously under MGCQ until the end of the month. Meanwhile, from MECQ, Roque said that Davao de Oro and Davao del Norte have been placed under GCQ with heightened restrictions effective July 23, 2021 until July 31, 2021. The DOH had announced 12 local cases of Delta variant, bringing the total number of confirmed cases to 47. It cited the need for the government to continuously enforce strict border control measures and intensify local COVID-19 responses.
Inaprubahan po ng ating presidente ang rekomendasyon ng inyong IATF na ipasa ilalim ang capital, National Capital Region at apat pang probinsya sa ilalim po ng GCQ with heightened restrictions. Ito po ay mula July 23, 2021 hanggang July 31, 2021. Nasa ilalim din po ng GCQ with heightened restrictions ang mga probinsya ng Ilocos Norte, Ilocos Sur na dati-rati po ay nasa MGCQ. Galing naman po sa MECQ, Davao de Oro and Davao del Norte ay mapapasailalim po sa GCQ with heightened restrictions. Ang Davao del Sur po na dati po ay MECQ ay mapapasailalim po sa GCQ simula po ng July 23, 2021 hanggang July 31, 2021.
The Interagency Task Force recalled its resolution allowing children age 5 and above outdoors due to the threat of Delta variant of coronavirus disease, according to Health Secretary Francisco Duque III. The decision came after the DOH confirmed the previous day the detection of local transmission of highly contagious coronavirus variant in the country. The health chief was referring to the IATF Resolution Number 125, which allows children age 5 and up outdoors in areas under general community quarantine and modified GCQ. He said that the IATF will make an assessment in coming weeks to determine whether it can reinstate the enforcement of its resolution.
President Rodrigo Roa Duterte has approved the travel restrictions for all travelers coming from Malaysia and Thailand to prevent the further spread of COVID-19 variants in the country. On Friday, July 23, Presidential Spokesman Harry Roque said in a statement that the restrictions will cover travelers with travel history to the two countries within the last 14 days preceding their arrival in the Philippines. The travel ban will start on July 25, 2021 at 12:01 a.m. until July 31, 2021 at 11:59 p.m. Passengers already in transit from Malaysia and Thailand and all those who have been there within 14 days before July 25 may still be allowed to enter the country but will be required to undergo a full 14-day facility quarantine notwithstanding a negative RT-PCR result. Roque said the travel restrictions are subject to the same exceptions on repatriation and special commercial flights for Filipinos. However, they will be required to follow the prescribed testing and quarantine protocols. Malaysia and Thailand joined 8 other countries in the Philippines' travel ban list, which was prompted by the Delta variant.
Typhoon Pavian will likely to leave the Philippine area of responsibility Friday, July 23, but may continue to enhance the effect of the southwest monsoon or habagat, according to PAGASA. In the latest bulletin, the center of the eye of the Typhoon Pavian was estimated 530 kilometers northeast of Itbayat, Batanes. It has maintained its maximum sustained winds of 150 kilometers per hour near the center and the gustiness of up to 185 kilometers per hour while moving north at 10 kph. It will further intensify in the next next few hours and reach its peak intensity of 150 to 155 kilometers per hour. PAGASA said Favian will pass close or make landfall in the vicinity of Miyako and Yayama Island within the day. After traversing the East China Sea, Favian is projected to make another landfall over the eastern portion of mainland China on Sunday, July 25 or Monday, July 26. A weakening trend in its intensity may begin on Sunday and will just be a tropical depression by Wednesday morning, July 28.
Here is a roundup of news in and around Metro Manila. Let's watch these reports.
Several areas in Muntinlupa were deluged as the southwest monsoon or habagat enhanced by Typhoon Favian continued to dump rains in Metro Manila and other parts of the country. Low-lying areas in Muntinlupa, including those along the Laguna Lake, experienced flash floods brought by continuous rains. According to a report by the Muntinlupa City Department of Disaster Resilience and Management, 7 families were evacuated in Barangay Potatan. Muntinlupa Mayor Jaime Fresnedi has instructed city officials to continue monitoring situations in barangays. The City Government of Navota City announced Thursday that the Senior Citizens Companion will also be inoculated with the Johnson vaccine against COVID-19. In his Facebook announcement, Mayor Toby Tiangco called it One Vax, Take One. The local chief said that we need to encourage the senior citizens to be vaccinated and a companion is important to assist them to go to the nearest vaccination sites. The local chief also urged Navoteños who are under A2 category to schedule appointments online and walk-ins are still open for those who cannot access the website. All senior citizens in Pasig City who were targeted to be immunized have received their first dose of COVID-19 vaccine Thursday, according to Mayor Vico Soto. Soto said such means that the 44,703 senior citizens who registered for inoculation have all been vaccinated. Meanwhile, he said that the city government has received 4,800 doses of J&J vaccine. According to the mayor, the inoculation in Pasig City has become faster as the city is vaccinating more people than their initial target number of individuals per day. Soto noted on Wednesday, Pasig City has vaccinated 11,817 individuals. He said that such a milestone was reached even though other vaccination sites in Pasig remain closed due to lack of vaccine supply.
Now let's take a look at the latest news in other parts of the country, and here are the details.
The Baguio City Epidemiology Surveillance Unit of the City Health Services Office reported 416 dengue cases with 5 deaths from January 1 to July 17 this year. This is a threefold increase from last year's 103 cases. Clustering of cases has been noted in 19 barangays. The mushrooming cases of dengue fever in the city have added strain to the city's healthcare system already battered by the COVID-19 pandemic. The City Health Service Office had requested the Department of Health for funding to augment the city's supplies to fight the mosquito-borne disease. The City Health Service Office also urged the barangays and residents to double their efforts in fighting dengue. Officials have confirmed that the Alpha, Beta, and Delta variants of COVID-19 have been recorded in Iloilo and Guimaras. Governor Arthur Defensor Jr. of Iloilo and Mayor Eugene Reyes of Buena Vista, Guimaras separately confirmed the presence of these COVID-19 variants. Defensor disclosed on Thursday, July 22, that the COVID-19 cases with the Alpha and Delta variants in Iloilo have already recovered. However, the Iloilo Provincial Health Office said the data is still being validated. Meanwhile, Reyes confirmed that 4 residents of Buena Vista were infected with the COVID-19 Beta variant, while another 4 residents with the Delta variant last May and June. The national government has placed Iloilo under ECQ status, while Guimaras is under GCQ status until July 31. A health official in Davao City said that posting photos and videos of vaccination experiences on social media will also encourage others to get vaccinated. In a statement, Davao City COVID-19 Task Force spokesperson Dr. Michelle Schlosser encouraged the public to document their vaccination experience and post it on social media. She said that taking videos and photos at the vaccination site are allowed and those doing it will not be apprehended. Schlosser also added that in this way, they can also be sure that they are injected with the COVID-19 vaccine by watching it being administered to them. As of July 20, The Davao City Vaccination Cluster reported that 314,968 COVID vaccine have been administered as the first dose and 126,541 for the second dose.
And now for the updates from around the world, here is that report.
The mental health impact of pandemic will be long-term and far-reaching as experts and leaders called for action on COVID-linked anxiety and stress, the World Health Organization said Thursday. It said anxieties around virus transmission, the psychological impact of lockdowns and self-isolation had contributed to a mental health crisis, along with stresses linked to unemployment, financial worries, and social alienation. The WHO called for the strengthening of mental health services in general and improvement of access to care via technology. It has also urged better psychological support services in schools, universities, workplaces, and for people on the front line of the fight against COVID-19. The death toll has risen to at least 33 following severe flooding in China's Henan province and its capital Zhengzhou, according to the authorities Thursday. Hundreds of thousands of people in the area surrounding the city were also affected by the floods, with farmland inundated and road and rail links severed. Questions turned to how China's bulging cities could be better prepared for freak weather events like Tuesday's storm, which experts says it's happening with increased frequency and intensity due to climate change. The changing climate also makes these kinds of extreme weather events most common as the world continues to heat up, with catastrophes seen across the world. A few members of highly intelligent Australian bird species figured out how to pry open trash cans to forage for food, then rapidly spread the gospel to neighboring groups across the suburbs of Sydney until it became more commonly knowledge, according to study. Lead author Barbara Klump of the Max Planck Institute of Animal Behavior told AFP, this phenomenon is known as social learning, but it's usually hard to document in wild animals, either because the behaviors are rare or there are other possible explanations linked genetics. They realized they had a unique opportunity to systematically study the behavior. Because the birds are everywhere on the east coast of Australia and the beans are exactly the same everywhere, creating uniform conditions, scientists refer to as a natural experiment.
Here now are the latest news in showbiz. Let's watch this.
Renowned Dubai-based Filipino fashion designers Michael Cinco and Fern Amato were recently recognized during the EMI Gala Fashion Awards presented by the Distinctive International Arab Festivals Awards. The event highlights the cultural diversity currently found in the United Arab Emirates while honoring distinctive people in the fashion industry. The Fashion Designer of the Year trophy was bestowed to Cinco, who was described as a game changer. Upon receiving the plum, Cinco admitted that he's so humbled and honored to receive such prestigious award. Meanwhile, Amato bagged the International Fashion Designer of the Year and Fashion Innovator recognition. The nominees and winners of the EMI Gala Fashion Awards were chosen objectively by a selected committee formed by high-profile experts in the fashion industry based on their yearly achievements and creations.
And here are the latest news from Manila Bulletin's sports section. Let's watch this.
Philippine Olympic Committee President Bumble Tolentino sported a customized version of a Yeezy 350 V2 in honor of the Philippine team in the Tokyo Olympics. The customized Yeezy dons the colors blue and red and were mixed in with the rays of the yellow sun. Tolentino's daughter, Tagaytay City Councilor Athena Tolentino, personally hand-painted the design. Meanwhile, at the parade proper during the opening ceremony, the gentlemen of the Philippine team will wear cocoon silk barongs with machine-embroidered pechera design with muslin inner shirts and light wool black pants. The women will be clad in its counterpart of cocoon silk short blazers with a machine-embroidered front and sleeves and neoprene spaghetti strap black inner blouses and neoprene black pants. An alampay or shawl designed by Rahul Laurel will also add a native Filipino touch to their Olympic fashion. Bannering the Philippine flags are boxer Yumir Felix Marshall and Filipino-Japanese judoka Kiyomi Watanabe. The opening ceremony will kick off tonight at the Tokyo Olympic Stadium.
And those are the news on Web Today, July 23, 2021. For more news and details, get your copy of the Manila Bulletin newspaper tomorrow, or you can log on to www.mb.com.ph, or you may also subscribe to our newsletter through the link on this video's caption to have the day's latest news delivered to your inbox. I am Barbie Atienza for Manila Bulletin. Join us again on Monday. This has been MB Now. Be fully informed.